This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أوصيكم وإياي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله We keep on praising Allah رب العالمين because He deserved it. All praise belong to Him. ربنا لك الحمد. Brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah. It is a great ni'mah from Allah Rabbul Alameen that we are able to perform our qiyam every night. Whether you are with us or you perform your qiyam elsewhere or at home with your family members. The qiyam is one of the ways to also receive the forgiveness from Allah Rabbul Alameen. We know the ending of Ramadan is not that far. Time flies today without we realizing we have bypassed more than 15 nights. Brothers and sisters, we know what the Prophet have reminded us about this blessed month. With three special offers from Allah Rabbul Alameen. من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه Number one, whoever fasts in this month with the right intention, with the right spirit, and hope that Allah will accept your fast, inshallah, Allah will always accept the deeds of His servant who performed the deeds sincerely for Him. And follow the way of his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah never break his promise. If he said that he will accept, he's sure to accept. But you must make sure that you are sincere. Sincerity is not enough. You must make sure that your fasting is follow the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not just abstaining from food, drink, having relationship with halal spouses, husband and wife. But you must have control to your tongue, to your heart and your mind, not to be corrupted. If your mind starts to be corrupted, your heart starts to be corrupted, then you know what is going to happen to your tongue. You are going to say a lot of things that is not allowed, especially in the month of Ramadan. Lying, cheating, gossiping, backbiting, all this is haram. Not only in Ramadan, it's haram also outside Ramadan. But Ramadan is a month for you to train to have self-control. Man qama Ramadan, and whoever pray Ramadan, the night prayer like what we are doing, and we have just finished the Qiyam, with the right intention, follow the right adab in your prayer. Because there are prayer that Allah accept makbulan, there are prayer mardudan that will be rejected. It's just doing some exercise. We don't want that to happen. Especially when you follow imam, please learn the adab. The imam also have the responsibility to make sure that his recitation and movement will end so that it will save the ma'mum from moving ahead of the imam. The ma'mum just have to have extra patience, that's all. And when you are praying jama'ah, that's why we reinforce, we keep on reminding, stand straight and stand close to one another, because this is a command from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah command the believers, when the messenger of Allah command you to do something, you just have to follow. وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ. And when he said, do this, that means you are not supposed to do the other ways. You are not to take your own sweet time. I don't care. I don't want to stand close to one another. Then you don't have the right to perform jama'ah prayer. Jama'ah is not about you, it's about the jama'ah, the togetherness. So that, inshallah, we will attain khushu' in our prayer. وَمَنْ قَامَ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَامًا. And whoever was make sure that he also stay awake in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, especially the odd night, with the right iman and with the right spirit and intention. A lot of people may stay awake, but doing something that is not recommended, and are busy with the internet, busy with your handphone. That is not what Allah and the Prophet want you to do. You should stay awake. The dua in the Qunut Witr is asking Allah to make us the people of Quran. We have been asking Allah, alhamdulillah, but just asking will not help. Even you have recited the Quran beautifully, it is not enough. What we want, like what Aisha radiallahu anha said, when he was asked about the akhlaq of the messenger of Allah, she said, "Kana khulquhu al-Qur'an." The Prophet have the character of the Qur'an. Not only he is reciting the Qur'an, conveying the message of the Qur'an to others, he himself act upon the Qur'an. Brothers and sisters, remember the earthquake that happened in Turkey and Syria. When does this earthquake took place? Do you remember? At what time? It is a time when majority of the people are sleeping. 3 o'clock? 4 a.m. How many people die? If that night, those who are reciting the Quran and they die, if that night, Those who are making salah, they die. Those who are making zikr, they die. Those who are singing, they die. Those who are drinking, they die. Good, bad, and ugly, everybody who was there is dead. Our ending play a very important role. So we cannot play with our life. There's no time to waste. The Quran remind us, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu taqullah wal tanzur nafsu ma qaddamat liqadin. O you who believe in Allah, look into yourself. What have you prepared for your tomorrow? This hadith I'm going to share and one ayah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam remind his ummah, Inna rajul la ya'mal bi amalin ahli al-jannah hatta ma yakunu bainahu wa bainaha illa ba'un aw zira'un fayasbiku alayhi al-kitab fayamalu bi amali ahli an-nar fayadkhuluha. There are people, men or any Muslim, might perform the works of the people of paradise. That means you have been very good. Wherever you go, people is talking so good about you because you have been good. Alhamdulillah. You have been praying, you have been fasting, you involved in charitable work, you do a lot of good deeds. Alhamdulillah. Until only a span of outstretched arm or a cubit separate him from his ending. And Jannah. Then the book, the Qadar of Allah, the destiny takes precedence. And he start to perform the work of the people of fire. People of An-Nar. And he died committing all the sin. And he go to hellfire. And the hadith continue, there are people who act with all the action of the people of hellfire so bad. No one talk good about this guy. Bad. Everybody curse him. But towards the end of his life, with the Qudra of Allah, he changed. And he start to act with the action of the people of paradise. Be righteous, good, making tawbah, istighfar to Allah. Stop all the thing that Allah hit him to do. And he start to pray. He start to fast. Then he die. And he will go to Jannah. Don't be judgmental. When you look at somebody who is not that good, it's your duty to try to help him. Allah offer you the opportunity to carry out your duty, amal ma'ruf nahi munkar, and you'll get reward. If the person is doing something good, it is also a reminder for you to be good. So both ways you benefit, not for you to judge the person. Now what is going to happen? As parent, father figure, if we don't learn about our deen, we don't care about our religion, how can a man help and guide the wife? How can a husband help the wife if the husband don't learn about the deen. But he's a very successful man in business, in politics, you just name it. But he don't have deen. How can you help your wife to have deen? If the wife don't have the deen, don't have the right iman and aqidah, don't act righteously, they do not know what is the sunnah of the Prophet. How can this wife, who is going to be a mother, help the children, guide the children? And if the children don't learn, and it's happening, we have a responsibility. Not only for yourself. Anything that you have done for your children, you give them the food, the drink, the education, and a place to stay. There's a limit. You don't have to do it until they grow old. No. When they are independent class, your responsibility towards supporting your children end. Dunya. Anything to dunya class, you don't have to carry on class. But look at this ayah. When come to deen, is an ongoing responsibility until you die. To keep on reminding our children who was once upon a time very small, even they are old now, you still have a responsibility to keep on reminding them. Not about dunya anymore, but about the akhirah. Last night, we talked about Surah Yusuf. You remember? Beautiful surah. A lot of lessons that you can learn. Now look at this ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah. أَمْ كُنْتُمْ شُهَدَاءَ إِذْ حَضَرَ يَعْقُوبُ الموت إذ قال لبنيه ما تعبدون من بعدي قالوا نعبد إلهك وإله آبائك إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق إلها واحدا ونحن له مسلمون تلك أمة قد خلت لها ما كسب ما كسبت ولكم ما كسبتم ولا تسألون عما يقولون عما كانوا يعملون ولا تسألون عما كانوا يعملون was 133 Al-Baqarah. Allah is telling us, or were you witnesses when death approached Yaqub? You know what happened to Yaqub? He loved his children. But Yaqub had two wives. And when he had Yusuf and Bunyamin from a different wife, the other sibling get jealous, especially to Yusuf. And they start to plan to finish Yusuf once for all. We have shared with you this story. This made the father who loved Yusuf so much feel so sad and shed tears until he got blind. But he never lose hope. He know that the story was created by the other son is not true. he still have hope that Yusuf is still alive. How long was Yusuf separated from the father? More than 40 over years. Sabrum Jamil. Patience is very important. Never give up hope. With the will of Allah, Allah meet them up. And when Yusuf sent his kameez, he said to the other sibling and called them to just cover the face of the father. Then his eyesight came, come back. But before that, he sensed the smell of Yusuf. So he was talking about Yusuf. But all the other siblings was not happy when he mentioned Yusuf, that my father is still the same old man. And Yusuf is not young anymore. After 40 years. But see what Yaakov have to do. This is the responsibility of every father to the children. Yaakov, when death approached him, he know he's going back to Allah. And he called his son. And the son is not young. He have a responsibility to remind the children, what will you worship after me? He is reminding the children now, reminding our children of what to do about your aqidah is an ongoing responsibility upon every father, every parent until you die. You cannot say, oh, they are grown up. That's not my responsibility anymore. They have their own life. You can't do that. This is wajib upon every father figure, mother figure. But this is just an example. He asked the children, what will you worship after me? I'm going. But what is going to happen to all of you? He then asked, have you prepared? How is the house? How is this? How is... He's asking, what will you, all of you worship? And look how the children respond. We shall worship Allah, your God. Oh, my father, Yaakov, the God of your father, Yaakov, Ibrahim, the God of Ismail, the God of Isaac, is one God. And to him, we all, the children, will submit. We'll make sure we will never die until we become a good Muslim. Allahu Akbar. That was a nation who has passed away before all of you. They shall receive the reward of what they earned, and you of what you earn. And you will not be asked of what they used to do. Brothers and sisters, is a very serious reminder and example. The Quran is telling us what is the response of a father towards the children. Even your children is 50 years old, 60 years old when you are still alive, before you die. It is your duty to remind them. Don't disobey Allah. Don't abandon your prayer. Surah Luqman al-Hakim also say the same to the son. Ya bunayya aqimus salah. How many parents remind their children? We don't know. But we must carry out this responsibility, brother and sister, until we return back to Allah. If not, all of us will be responsible to Allah. A lot of parents, if their daughter is being married, khalas, you see, the husband's response, no, as long as you still alive, you have to remind your children when they are beside you. They are visiting you because you are sick. What do you talk to them? What do you ask them? We have to prepare before we return back to Allah. When you have done your best, but if you don't do it, I've seen a lot of parents, after some time they said, I have informed my children, khalas, not my responsibility, they're big enough. You give excuses, it's not correct. That excuses will not be accepted by Allah. So please remember to carry out this noble responsibility to keep on reminding our loved one. If you say you love them, you have to love them for their akhirah. Dunya, you have given them everything. Dunya, there's a limit. Khalas. You don't have to give them anymore. But akhirah, it is your duty until we return back to Allah. We hope all the parents who are here tonight will look into this seriously and take this thing seriously. If you don't have the knowledge, learn. If you still do not know how to convey a message, seek help. Get somebody to come. Gather your children. We always have family reunion. When we have family reunion, what do? Makan. We enjoy. Alhamdulillah, it's okay. But it's good to remind everybody about their iman, about their aqidah, so that none of them will die until they become a good practicing Muslim. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Make sure that none of our children will die until they have submit to Allah. Because I have seen a lot of children is suffering because the parents don't care less anymore. So it's time for us to realize, and the last 10 nights of Ramadan, use that night, other than reciting Quran, you do other zikir, plan, think, you know your children better. If you can help them, you must help them. Giving religious advice, there is no limit. Even they are 60 years old, but you are still there, 80 years old, alhamdulillah. You have to remind them. May Allah protect all of us and protect our children, so that we will be happy together in the hereafter. There's no point to be happy here for a while and we cannot meet one another in the next life that is permanent and eternal. So brother and sister, may Allah help us to carry out this noble responsibility so that we will never fail our children. Amen. لا ضرر ولا ضرار لا ضرر ولا ضرار من حسن الإسلام المرء تركه ما لا يعني من حسن الإسلام المرء continue last one. Da'ma yaribuk ila ma la yaribuk. Da'ma yaribuk ila ma la yaribuk. Again. Alhamdulillah. Stay away from anything that is doubtful. Don't entertain. Don't waste your time. Move. Migrate to something that is positive. Don't entertain any gray area. There's no time for you to entertain. A good Muslim is a person who always talk, do things that have something to concern about his or her affair. Don't get into area that you are not supposed to get into. There's no concern for you. Say, eat, drink, dress, anything that will benefit you, not that will cause harm to you. And do not cause harm to anyone. Because if you do that, there is a sign that we are going to fail. And may Allah meet us again tomorrow night. Inshallah. Subhanakallahumma. Wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka. Wa atubu ilayka.